Artifacts in Kakadu National Park have been dated between 65,000 and 80,000 years old, proving that Aboriginal people may have been here longer than expected. Richard Fulger was one of the researchers on the topic. Henry Wilson asked just how significant this finding is.
Well, I think it's pretty huge. It provides some really reliable ages for so far the earliest occupation of Australia. And previously it was thought to be about 50,000 years ago or so, and now we can say with sort of 95% confidence that it's somewhere between 62 and 70,000 years ago, and so the age that the normal distribution pins it on is about 65,000 years. And this is the result of, you know, the analysis of what's called OSL, or single grain dating, done by Zenobia Jacobs and Bert Roberts, and independently verified at the University of Adelaide, coming out at about 65,000 years. So that's quite a big change. So it's, you know, 15,000 years older than what people previously thought. And it has implications for human migrations and for various behaviours and technologies within Australia.
It is a change in the way dating methods work, or is it actually a brand new find?
No, the site was first excavated in the early 70s by Johann Kaminga. And then it was revisited again about 10 years later by Rhys Jones, Bert Roberts and Mike Smith. And this last set of excavations between about 2012 and 2015, the fieldwork, have reopened it. But the difference is here that we've opened up a much larger area. So instead of just 1 or 2 square metres, the total area was about 20 square metres. And that gives you a much, much better idea of the spatial distribution and the vertical distribution of the artefacts. So if you imagine in three dimensions, but these layers are just dead level, they're all modified and changing according to the slope and particular large roof falls and rocks and things on the ground. And you need that large area to pick out that sort of detail. So we're much more confident using both the larger scale excavation and the new techniques which have been developed in the last 15 years or so with optical luminescence dating. When we were excavating down in low levels, it was very exciting, of course, because you know that you're below where the previous excavators got, and in certain parts of the trench, the artefacts kept being uncovered as we went down. That was surprising, and the technology changed as well. And there's some fascinating kinds of artefacts in those lowest levels, which we kind of expected, but we had no idea would go so deep, and these include these edge ground hatchets, and also what appear to be stone flakes, which are shaped with a pointed shape, and they've been reworked or retouched on both sides. So it looks like there's a very early technology of bifacial working, which look like they're the tips of points. And that's something that doesn't reoccur until much later in the sequence of Australian archaeology. So we really need to analyse many more of the other squares and piece together all this information. So it's really just the beginning. There's a lot more work that can be done.
So what does this mean for Aboriginal people?
The Aboriginal Mirar group in this area in Kakadu have been working extremely closely with us, and there's an arrangement that we had to work there and would allow us to work into the future if we work in other locations in that area. And so the relations are very good, and they were established since the very first excavations, but now there are official agreements that help us work together. And their concern is not so much about just exactly how old it is, because in their minds and their culture, the Aboriginal people have always been in this landscape for, you know, time immemorial. And putting a number on it like that is exciting for them because it makes it particularly significant within Australia. And of course, then we need to consider their wishes and negotiate with other people about how to actually preserve and look after sites like this. It's wise to keep the precise location secret, so it's on a mining lease at the moment. It is protected. The Kakadu is a World Heritage area, but the site itself needs special protection. So there's some of their concerns that are raised by these new discoveries.
Richard Fulliger ending that report by The Wire's Henry Wilson.